Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Clearly you know this better than anyone else. What's that reaction? That's not the way a normal human with warm blood in their veins reacts to something like this.
Now, that's a thug saying, cross me and you're dead. So he says, you know, he's dead, so you got to be careful. Not about what he did to children. Not about, you know, not it's wrong to rape children or do blackmail rings. No, he's dead, so you got to be careful about the sneaky stuff you're doing. He's like, wow, he didn't do a good enough job. He wasn't careful enough. He got caught, so now he's dead. Perfectly psychotic, sociopathic statement.
Said on a corporate media morning show. Said on a Sunday morning show. Like, nonchalantly. He shrugs it off. It makes my skin crawl.
He spends billions a year, his money's tax-free, buying the media. I mean, that was PBS, I think. I mean, you know he spends over $1 billion a year just on North American media.
And it didn't stop the photos of him and a Jeffrey Epstein abuse victim coming out in the Wall Street Journal just 3 days ago. He's like, they're still, you know, or his wife divorcing him, saying it's because he was too close with Jeffrey Epstein. He liked Jeffrey Epstein more than he liked me, is what Melinda Gates says, right?
He's in a lot of trouble because the Bible says everything hidden will be come to light.
Yes.
And so, I mean, Bill Gates is a monster, but his family, his father, his grandfather were eugenicists, the head of Planned Parenthood, his father. I mean, these are very, very, very serious people.
So,
and
I'm a relatively young man. I have little kids. It's hard to wake up in the morning and do this career without some hope, right? So, what is our hope, Alex, as a society? What has to go right for us to continue to exist?
Well, the hope is you're here, I'm here. The globalists are having to really reveal themselves and get out in the open. They're in so much trouble right now. And so God is real, and these cycles are real. And the power structure has all these old dirty tricks that have been used for thousands of years, and this current system is coming down. And so you just got to move forward and also not let your children be naive. Let them know about evil. Let them know about the system. Let them know most of the doctors are controlled and most of the schools are controlled. And we really live in an occupied country where powerful central banks have quadrillions in fiat money they created to buy influence. And so we're seeing what evil does when it tries to run the tables. And so and now evil's more dangerous than ever because it's cornered and it knows it's been exposed. So the battle's on. They're not going away. I mean, you know, you mentioned an article before we went on that's out there. Can't find it now. That just broke where they're admitting they cooked up COVID-19 as a spike protein. Well, I already saw that in federal documents and World Bank documents that years before COVID, they had a COVID-19 with a spike protein and it was manufactured and the Pentagon had it. And, you know, now that's in the news. I mean, this stuff is all coming out. It's all, but let me tell you the negative news. They wrote in the SPARS 2025-2028 document put out by the big think tanks 2 years before COVID was released. And they even war game that it's all going to come out. We did it on purpose. And then how they're going to fry a few executives but still move forward. So they've really war game this whole thing. But we can war game it too and become aware of how they're operating.
Yeah, it does. Sends a chill up your spine when you think about, wait a second, I've never heard this word insurrection Why are they saying this is an insurrection? This is a riot at worst.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Insurrection, because right. They're trying to try to then
now you're starting
law
to
or have a regulation.
That's right. Now with the Colorado Supreme Court, you're starting to see like the end result of that. It's like, son of a bitch, these people fought through this. It's chilling.
But that's what supervillains always do. They always overplan stuff and have but then we find out about their plan. And once you figure out their modus operandi, it just gets harder and harder for them to win.
We speak to a lot of young men on this program. Your advice to young men as to how to resist this programming, how to live good, prosperous, and fulfilled lives.
Well, don't be like me and smoke cigarettes. I've quit for 14 years, and I'm quitting tomorrow. I'm taking a few days off. And take care of your body. You're not going to live forever. But just don't care what people think about you. Don't care about all the signs of prosperity. Care about your integrity and really who you are. And don't think you got to save the world or have some perfect plan like the psychos do of how they're going to take over or how you're going to beat them. Just do good things every day and be honorable and pray to God, lead God to direct you. And I would just say in a relationship with God, you're going to find that in most churches, but pray to God to lead God and direct you. And God will reach out to you, and then God will decide where to put you. And then you'll be led via discernment for the mission you're going to carry out.
Do you recommend getting married? Do you recommend having children as a man? There's an entire generation of young men who like won't date, right? And that's a phenomenon that's happening, right? No one's getting married, no one's dating. Everyone's trapped, right? Inside
of have a relationship with their smartphone.
Yes.
You got to double down on life, even though the world's going to hell. God wants to see us bet on life, and so I've got four children. I've got a 6.5-year-old. I've got a 15-year-old, I've got a 19-year-old, I've got a 21-year-old. I wish I had 10 more children. I'm jealous of Elon Musk, 11 children. I would say you get yourself in a position to have children. It's a maturity thing, and it empowers you. And so, yeah, that's the answer. Look, like watching porn is like going to get a blow-up doll and having it in your bed and talking to it and having sex with it. It's not real. Dealing with women, dealing with what it's all about, getting skin in the game. That's the real deal, not virtual reality. So it's like the metaverse got rejected. Young men need to understand that, yeah, you're bubble children. Your parents let you watch TV and play video games all day. I get it. I'm not judging you. I was half as bad as they are now, but I was still outside 6 to 8 hours a day. You've got to be fulfilled. Go hike and swim and climb mountains and,
yes,
you know, do all of that. And then go get the woman. And you need to do it.
Heart of a Warrior, which is, of course, the name of my favorite song that you've ever produced, Alex. This unbelievable hit that I just probably is in one of my top 10 songs ever. I can't let you go without playing just a small portion of it and just getting sort of your reaction to this, the possibly one of the greatest songs ever produced. And I know you love your Somalis. Let's go.
The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
Christian murderers gone down on giant death factories, keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these stones. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird sex stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just speak. Obama and Hillary both smell like sofa. In a room, vampire pots and goblins hobbling round, come after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go in a trap. We don't even notice, and it's ours rising up against us. Millions upon his people, the very worst I've been. I'm so pissed. We're gonna sell your daughter at the mall. We're gonna sell your wife, your son. Stab you with a butcher knife, and then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good, oh, they're so sweet.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning.
Have you ever thought of dropping an album, Alex?
I want to. You know, I didn't do that. Somebody else, Time Warner funded that. I had like almost 30 million views. And when I said I liked it, they pulled it. But then it went on Spotify and got like hundreds of millions of views, and they pulled that. But there's copies of it out there. It's Alex Jones' Bon Iver song. And I love it. In fact, I've reached out to the guy that did it. And Lesko's his name. And I said, we need to make the Alex Jones Bon Iver album. I'm ready right now. We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. Gonna stab your wife at the mall. Gonna stab your daughter, your son. And then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet.
I couldn't think of a better way to end an interview.
Infowars.com/show, the daily show. That way you know where it's at, folks. My new book, The Great Awakening. Thank you so much. And come on my show.
Alex Jones, Merry Christmas.
Tap water is turning the frogs gay and it'll turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you noticed at the end of that video, he advertises water filters.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. And Alexa Pure family of stainless steel gravity filters take the already decent and good systems that were out there and took it to the next level of quality, durability, customer service, replacement filters, you name it. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro is their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour for your home, business, your kitchen, your RV, whatever. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. I don't like I'm putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Crap. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Frogs. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin'...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Everybody, it's December 25th, 2023. It's amazing that this insane year is almost over, and it's been a rough one, but I really think deep down, like I know that we've turned the corner in 2023. Now, it doesn't mean things are going to get perfect, but we've begun to really get the initiative. The Great Awakening is here. I want to thank you all for joining us on this Christmas. Very, very blessed that you would think to even tune in on this blessed day that we remember our Lord and Savior's birth, Jesus Christ. So I got something really special for you today. We've got a big interview that I did last week with Royce White, really a thoughtful, informative individual. And then we've got Russell Brand. It was an amazing interview, and Elijah Schaefer. That is all coming up on this special Christmas Day transmission. So let's go ahead and kick it off right now with Royce White.
Today we have another incredible family and friends guest, none other than the great Alex Jones. What more can I say? What could I even say? It's Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. It's Alex Jones on Please Call Me Crazy, the OG of being called crazy and later on being proven true, more true and more right than most of us would like. And that's part of the reason why we allow the establishment to tell us that people like Alex are crazy or that we shouldn't listen. It's not because they're crazy or not because they're not telling the truth. It's the truth. The truth is exactly what they don't want us to know. I hope you enjoy the interview as much as I know I'm going to. I always enjoy talking with Alex Jones. It doesn't get much better. I mean, as a young man who is now in the broadcasting and podcast world, doesn't get much better than being able to interview somebody legendary like Alex Jones. So I think the conversation is going to be great. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're getting ready for a great holiday with your family. And I hope this sends you into it with a ray of hope, a beacon of hope, encouragement, guidance, leadership, all of the above. So without further ado, the great Alex Jones. Welcome back, Alex Jones, the great Alex Jones, for your second appearance on Please Call Me Crazy. I'm sorry. We're happy to have you back again. Reinstated on X recently was the huge news. But more importantly, every day we see more and more of what Alex Jones has talked about and predicted come true. The latest news over the last 24 to 72 hours has been Trump being disqualified there in Colorado from the ballot. Which we can't really say we're surprised happened. I was actually more surprised that in Minnesota, they ruled to allow him on the ballot. I thought for sure Minnesota would go in the same direction as Colorado. But obviously we're seeing a desperate attempt from the deep state and the establishment and the globalists to railroad any chance for there to be a nationalist populist movement here in America under the leadership or through the leadership of Donald Trump, or at least his candidacy, you know. So, you know, welcome back on the show. I want to get your take first on this ballot situation. What do you think it means? Where do you see it headed? And let's go from there. It's good to see you again, man.
Good to be here, Royce. I mean, this is really a Rosetta Stone. People who don't know what the Rosetta Stone is, they couldn't decipher a lot of the ancient symbols and hieroglyphs until they found the Rosetta Stone that was the code key to do it. Or I liken it to a skeleton key, a key that opens a lot of different locks. Mm. Or you can see it as a keyhole where you can look through and see what's going on. So the deep state's been going on for a long time in this country. This country's far from perfect. There's always been elites and secret societies and things. But now they killed Kennedy. They did a lot. They sold out our jobs to China. But now they've really revealed themselves. and what the Donald Trump movement, he just kind of rode in like a surfer on a populist awakening of the Tea Party and Ron Paul and, you know, all the things that came before it, the John Birch Society. He wrote in on that, but it symbolizes really the Great Awakening and people becoming aware and not being naive. And so the 90-plus indictments and all the fake impeachments and all the fake civil lawsuits and Trump having trials where there's no jury and the judge says, I already found you guilty, that has really taken the blinders off, really taken the mask off, really revealed what's going on. So this is the end of naivete, at least for thinking people. And so that's where we are right now. And like you said, Minnesota did not vote take him off the ballot. They got California trying it right now, and Colorado just did it. And it's because they're such compromised individuals. I wonder if any of those justices were ever on the Lolita Express or went to Epstein Island or something like it.
Yeah.
And so this is not a symbol of their power. This is a symbol of their complete desperation. And the war they started 9 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian government, George Soros bragging about it. I'm not saying Putin's perfect, but the West started that. They lost that. Total public opinion is turning against Israel. And I don't support the whole Islamic deal either. I'm just saying none of the old power structure has any of its reach anymore or you know, any of its gas. I mean, let's use a basketball analogy. Let's say the New World Order of the 1950s and 60s and 70s was Michael Jordan during his heyday at the Bulls. Well, this is Michael Jordan at like 110 years old. He can barely get out of a... You know, his easy chair or his bed.
Right.
So these people are in wheelchairs, and both literally and metaphysically, Henry Kissinger just died. Charlie Munger, one of the most evil people alive, just died in the same week. And so it's emblematic of an old structure going down. The problem is, in the past, usually when an old power structure goes down, there's giant wars and a lot of death around it. Now we got nuclear weapons and bioweapons and other horrible things. So we really want to bypass that. So we're in the most dangerous point, really, in human history up to this point because of all the weapons we've got. We're not very, very careful. We're all going to kill each other. And so I've got four children, and they live in the world with your children. So I love everybody's children, black, white, old, young. I believe in self-determination when Martin Luther King Jr. said, judge a person by the character of their deeds, what they stand for. Well, if you judge George Soros and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and King Charles by their deeds, our problem is white people. But it's not the average white person who's just like everybody else, hardworking and just a good, decent person. Our problem is a bunch of old, rich elites allied with people like Xi Jinping and, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu turned his whole population into guinea pigs. And these guys have got a lot of chutzpah, and they need to understand that they've been defeated. And it's all, look, they can end up like Napoleon on an island if they play their cards right. But if they don't, they'll end up like Hitler in 1945 under the Reich Chancellery in Berlin when the Russians were rolling in. And that's the choice they've got right now. There's not much time for them to choose. But they think they're going to crash the economy and have power outages, and they got all these race war movies, Obama's funding. It's disgusting to see this. And also, I'm not stupid, the floodgates have been open for the white supremacist groups that are Fed-run to try to capitalize on all this and then run the opposition movement, and they're going to get crushed in the end. So I don't want to play their game. I see their game, and I'm trying to get people to see the game, too, because I know what the game is. I've studied the Hegelian dialectics. I understand the game plan, and there's nothing more frustrating than knowing what's going to come next, because I read stuff the globalists said they do in the 50s by the 70s. They delivered. I read stuff they wrote in the 70s. They do in the 90s. They got it done. I read something they wrote in the 90s. They said by the 2000s they get done. They got it almost all done.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed, free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force. X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeast for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Well, we made it through another year without nuclear war, almost. It is Christmas 2023. More with Royce White interviewing yours truly, Alex Jones. When we return on the other side, please stay with us. By 2030, they want post-human, you know, depopulation. You own nothing. You're eating bugs, man. Folks, we got to come together and say no to the New World Order. You can argue who they claim. Man, that's Fed's doing this. It's come out of the Ford Foundation. Oh, it's the Jews. It's the Catholics. It's the Masons. It's the no. It's the Protestants. It's the white people. It's the black people. It's the no. It's evil corporate globalists manipulating all the sides against each other to bring in this dialectic. And we got to get wise to it and say, whatever Hollywood pushes, whatever the Democratic Party or the Republican establishment pushes, we need to do the opposite. It's real simple. I am a big tent person, and I don't want to make this about what color you are or any of that. I want to make it about policy and what you stand for, and we should oppose every ounce and every hair on the head of this Hydra. And so it's simple. My job's simple. I oppose their entire new world order. I'm not going to get caught up on who runs it. I'm not going to get caught up on how many people are this or that or all. No, I'm going to oppose their agenda. And that's why they want me off the air, because we're very effective. I mean, I'm not going to brag, but I mean, I advise the top people to Trump. It wasn't the case 7-8 years ago. They said it was. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. But now I do advise those people. And so the globalists have a big problem on their hands, because there's a lot of people now know how to cow eat the cabbage, and we don't want to blow the world up. We don't want a race war. We want prosperity. We want security. We want families, men and women and children, and the regular way the world's supposed to work. And we're telling the whole transgender, satanic Hollywood, you can take this whole thing and shove it up your ass. And so I know the geopolitical angles. Xi Jinping, the CCP, Mao Zedong put in power in 49 of the CIA. Heaven and earth moved to send all our jobs over there and deindustrialize us. As Trump said, the middlemen make 50% of the profit. The U.S. gets 25%. China, on average, gets 25%. That's a declassified CIA briefing to Trump. And the middlemen that set those deals up 50 years ago, literally, I mean, I was literally suckling on my mother's breast when all this was going on. I'm 50 now, next month. They literally have done this. So I actually am a geopolitical junkie. I mean, people get into basketball, football, and all the scores. That's great. I know the scores on this. Right. And so I'm trying to have an adult discussion. And people go, oh, look, this guy talks like a fag. You know, I got an idiocracy. I'm like, no, listen. This is serious. So China, Xi Jinping broke 8-9 years ago. And he's his own guy. And he's a tyrant. But he's not going along with them. And he's saying have three kids now. You know, they were only saying have one before. And so I'm trying to study all the real movements and all the real things involved. The truth is, the British Empire won World War II, but it basically destroyed itself in that war. They were already basically done World War I, but they really were done. They merged with us. They fell into our arms. We became the new empire. We were the world reserve currency. That's all coming to an end. And you've got this elite here, like Napoleon, when he's outnumbered 5-1, starting more wars to try to project confidence, while they try to domestically control us and create a civil war against black and white to protect themselves from the retribution they deserve. That's the real world. That's the produced movies, the culture. The Democrats are saying, oh, the Confederates are behind Trump. He's a Yankee Republican. The Confederates were Democrats, but it doesn't matter. They are literally trying to run that same script again because they're so desperate. And I'm not even fighting the globalists anymore. They're shot to hell. They're inbred. They're falling apart. I want them to just put the whiskey bottle down and put the car keys down. I want them to stop, because we're getting our asses kicked, because I'm not with the globalists, but I'm in the car with them. I'm like a 3-year-old in the car with dad when he's drunk a bottle of whiskey, driving 100 miles an hour down the wrong side of the road. And so people better get serious about this, and they better get serious real quick, because these crazy people have indicted Trump all these times and done all this other crap. It only makes him more popular. And then they do this Supreme Court thing in Colorado. No one's going to overturn, because they can't help it. They can't admit their beat. It's like in that Holy Grail movie with Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where he cuts the arms and legs off. The guy says it's just a flesh wound. No, your ass is kicked. The problem is, I'd be glad for them to have their ass kicked. They're still in control of the nuclear weapons. They're still in control of the internet kill switches. They're still in control of all these terror groups they can activate. And they're still in their bubbles. And they still, like that New York Supreme Court, or that Chicago, you know, courts, what they're doing, or Colorado, or any of these, they are DC ones. They are in such bubbles that they can't even see what's going on. They're like Marie Antoinette saying, hey, they're starving to death. She's like, let them eat cake. No one knows if she really said that, but they are saying, let them eat cake to us, and they think a race war is going to protect them from what they've done. I mean, Zuckerberg just built, I was told you this a year ago from my sources, now it's in the news, $100 million bunker, a bunker with robots and everything else. I'm people that built it, okay? I mean, listen, I was in Hawaii, I love Hawaii, I go like once a year. I was there 2 years ago, they told me about it. I was there a year ago, I was there 6 months ago, and I had top contractors, the white guys, the local, local Hawaiians, literally all tell me the same thing. I couldn't go anywhere. They wanted to tell me what he had inside there. They've got like big football stadium bubbles up over it, so you can't see what he's doing. But now they admit he's getting it for the end of the world. If the world goes down, I don't care if he's got 50 combat robots. I don't care if he has 100 soldiers in there. Everybody's going to come take that. So Mark Zuckerberg's security is not in a damn bunker. He'd be safer taking care of a local town and feeding people and being nice and building a society and farmers. Yeah. That would be Mark Zuckerberg's security. But instead, he went and stole tribal land, thousands of acres, on record, pissed them all off to build a giant underground bunker with combat robots and drones. He doesn't own the beach. When you go on the beach, they come and harass you. It's on the news there. Again, that's not his security. That bunker's a grave. If he had any humanity, he would know his safety's being in the community and people loving him. Instead, he's built himself an open-air grave. If there is a nuclear war, everybody's going to go there, and he's the first person they're going to go after. And he's got an underwater submarine. Nobody knows that. I know the guys that built it. He's got a submarine so he can come and go to his yacht. I mean, this is like the Incredibles or something with the villain on the island. They're crazy.
When you say that, when we say that the globalist agenda and the globalist power or plan is crumbling, we see it before our very eyes. That's what the desperation comes from. It's like in a sports game when you throw a Hail Mary. You throw a Hail Mary when you're down seven in your own end zone, right? Sometimes you have the athletes and the receivers and the circumstance to be able to complete a Hail Mary or to go on a 1 minute drive, right? And you know, I guess my question here is, when we say that the globalists are defeated and they've lost, are we talking about the narrative or are we talking about broad power? Because I sort of believe that the narrative is breaking, but the brute power that they still control, like you said, the nuclear weapons, the electrical grids, the food supply, the broad belief, the broad desire and desperation for common people to believe still in the expertise and scientific managerial competence of these people is still intact. Are they, you know, what are we being herded towards? Like, part of me believes when I see the controlled opposition, right, I call them these neo-Nazi guys, like Nick Fuentes. I was just saying the other day on my podcast, I want you to set up a debate between me and Nick Fuentes, because my opinion is the highest organizing principle of people for Christians is Christ, is faith. And, you know, race is a matter, you know, and there are other things as well, culture for sure. But the highest organizing principle for Christians is faith. And the highest organizing principle for Americans should be American citizenship. Race should be a distant second. If you go back to the history, like you're talking about with the Crown, Darwin and these guys knew exactly what they were doing when they wanted to talk about race, right? So what are we being herded toward? Because when I see Obama and these guys try and spark this race war, and I hear it a lot because I'm here with Ilhan and some of the radical squad type politicians. Some people in the conservative movement, let's say, they really believe that they're trying to cause chaos to keep chaos going in perpetuity. I see the chaos as a temporary fix. They want the chaos to ensue long enough for them to justify martial law. They want us, the conservatives and Christians and libertarians and patriots who believe in individual rights, they want us to beg for the tyranny.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And we got God, and more fellow humans are waking up. So I just want to give thanks. I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I feel like I want to give thanks to the crew, all the great viewers and listeners, everybody that makes this transmission possible. For myself, the InfoWars family, a very merry, merry Christmas. Back to this very informative, thought-provoking interview with Royce White.
I want to talk more about the police state, because you have been one of the biggest targets of the deep state, of this lawfare, of the police state. What's happened to Donald Trump, the outgrowth of a police state and government that gets way too big when individual citizens of whatever group get caught up in. Talk to me about the police state and what you see this ballot situation for Trump and what you see the dangers of the police state going forward. One of my all time favorite clips of you, and I think perfectly paints the picture of somebody who is genuinely for freedom and an authentic and an original thinker and genuine person versus somebody who plays like they want to hear both sides. They play the moderate, you know, kind of in the middle position, but really their allegiance is pretty clear. Piers Morgan. And you tell Piers Morgan, you guys have that debate about the Iraq war, and you're talking about how false flags work and then the rise of a police state. And it always ended up as a Second Amendment argument and the need for us to have the Second Amendment to defend ourselves against your average guy who wants to, you know, kick your door in and kill your family, steal your TV, or in the worst case scenario, a weaponized military and police state. Talk about the state of the police state here in America and this lawfare taking place.
Well, the tip of the spear of the police state is Disease X. The UN said 5 years ago, we'll use a novel virus to take control. We can't get the population's guns. We can't get them to roll over. We can't put our political opposition in camps. until we release a virus. And then it's this unseen enemy, and the government is the savior and the manager of how to respond to it. And so at the end of the day, that's really what this is all about. Viruses and viral fear is the answer the establishment has to bring in their global government. Blue Dobbs sued with Judicial Watch back in 2007, and it's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and they said, we're going to use four things to take over. Viruses, migrant flows, war, and cyber attacks and power outages. And we're now seeing that. And so when they roll out a new virus, it hits everybody. When they roll out power outages and cut off the power plants and boost our power prices or cut off fertilizer, that hits us all. And what my main message is, hey, baby, they got us all fighting with each other on what color we are. But at the end of the day, we are all under globalist attack on our resources. And that's why I'm so upset. I'm so frustrated that, I mean, I don't brag about this. This is true, and it's the only story I can tell because it was on record. The other one's, you know, something that's a criminal, it's still off record, you know, by having these meetings. I've had meetings with Bilderberg Group members and top people and, you know, billionaires, you name it. But it was like 15, 16 years ago, John Harmon, the producer, he still works here. He's the affiliate relations guy. And he was the producer that day. And I had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, on. And during the break, he said, I'm going to hang up. I thought you'd join me. I thought you'd come here and all this. And I said, what do you want? He said, I want you to come to New York. We'll fly up here first class, but you don't tell. We want to meet with you. You can lead the Liberty Movement. You can lead the Patriot Movement. But you need to understand you'll be at the table. You'll have input, but you'll basically go with our consensus. And I said no to him. And he said, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm going to hang up. I said, no, do one more segment. He had one more segment. We talked during the next 4-minute break. And he repeated it. John Harmon saw him. It wasn't off record. He didn't say it was off record. So I talked about it. But I was offered by Roger Ailes, the Fox show, before Glenn Beck came on. I was a replacement for Rush Limbaugh. I was already on hundreds of stations, self-made, getting top ratings. They told me, you'll be paid $50 million a year. You'll have book deals, but we're going to tell you what to do. It's going to be so easy. And I didn't take the deal. That was separately meeting Roger Ailes, but also with the head of the biggest radio syndicator at the time. They came 16, 17 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. They haven't come in 10 years because they know I'm not for sale. But I know how real it is. I'm not a sellout. I've literally had them come to me because they can spot talent and say, we'll give you the world like the devil, you know, up on the hill of Christ, on the premise of Christ. But it was like that. I know how real it is. And you know, and they also go, oh, Jones is discredited. He admits his family was in intel. Like that's some magical thing. Intel's the most lied to, abused, controlled, pathetic people. Our military's great people, but they're so abused. They're so lied to.
Absolutely.
And my uncle was a football champ and a, you know, expert at ham radio and world champ at 15 at Morse code. And he joined them and did all clandestine operations in Laos and everything. And then he went, he was a top guy in Iran-Contra. And, you know, before he died, he told me before he got put in the hospital and died of pneumonia 10 years ago, 10 years ago next month. And he looked like Popeye, man. He was a badass. And he said, I wasn't part of it, but they were smuggling kids out of Guatemala for sex slavery. And that's why we got out of it and why we left. And he got all the guys under him left that killed some of them. I mean, it was, and then I tell that real story and they go, Jones admits his family is the CIA and he works for him. No, my uncle told me they were evil. He told me the government was bad. He didn't tell me this till I'd been on air for 20 years, folks. And I didn't know this. And the point is then the people play the game. We have to be ready to get the establishment to come over to us. We shouldn't be worried about defecting to Henry Kissinger. Why are we talking about Henry Kissinger or Clear Channel or Fox News trying to get me to defect? Why are we talking about them defecting to us and telling the truth? That's what I want. And that's the thing.
We want truth commissions.
Yeah, we need to take a communist note, but use it against them. I agree. We need truth and reconciliation commissions, not with communists with lies, but the truth ladies and gentlemen. So people say, like intel agencies are magical. The average military person, they get the best and brightest men and women, and they run them through hell, and they abuse them, and they use them until they're done with them. And people say, oh, who are your sources? Who's your intel source? My intel source is looking at what's going on in the real world. I don't get any intel from agencies or groups. They get intel from me. They're slaves. And my uncle said, I was a slave. I believed in it. I did horrible things for America. And it wasn't until I finally saw them smuggling kids out of Guatemala that I turned against them. And that's the point, is that we act like Q's going to save us and the White Hats and Biden's going to be removed on Inauguration Day in 2021. It was all a lie, folks, because they act like there's these supermen. There aren't supermen, folks, but there are men who do the right thing and tell the truth. And that's what I'm trying to tell people is you're not going to save the world. I'm not going to save the world. But more of us telling the truth is going to change the world. And we have to stop complying. I've been taken up to the mountain. And it was easy to turn it down. These people are creepy, folks. They're creepy. I could feel, even having meetings with them, God leaving the room. I could feel the oxygen being, I could feel my strength like I had kryptonite on me when I even entertained them. I wasn't going to do it, but just listening to the offer, I could feel my strength waning. I felt weak. It's fun to fight tyranny. You're meant to do it, people. And that's what I'm trying to explain to you. But most of you have not had the direct offer, but you've had it in other ways. And I'm telling you, reject it. God's waiting on the other side.
How important do you see the spiritual? I've seen you become, and I put a few people in the audience to watch you over the last 2, 3, 4 years that didn't watch you before. I've been watching for a long time, but they all come back with rave reviews, and we've all kind of talked about how you've become even more spiritual as your career has gone on. And not that you weren't spiritually jacked in, but that the emphasis, the distilled down message is a spiritual one. Talk about a little bit how important you see the spiritual being, and can we actually, what's victory now in this next election cycle, let's say, but over the next 4 years? What's victory for us? What do we have to hold off? Obviously, we can't turn it around all in one fail swoop, because life doesn't work like that. The universe doesn't work like that. But what should we be looking to hold off? What things should we be drawing a firm line in the sand on and holding off from this globalist agenda?
When you're young, you've got so much potential, and you're like a new blade of grass that you just feel really powerful. The whole world's yours, and you tend to be arrogant. But as you go down this path, and you try to be a good person, but you think you can beat the devil.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.